Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Safilo Group conference call on first quarter results 2009. This presentation may contain forward-looking statements relating to future events and operating, economic and financial results for Safilo Group. Such forecasts, due to their nature, imply a component of risk and uncertainty due to the fact that they depend on the occurrence of certain future events and developments. The actual results may therefore vary even significantly to those announced in relation to a multitude of factors. Today's speakers for Safilo are Mr. Roberto Vedovotto, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Francesco Tagliapietra, Director of Administration and Control, Mr. Christian Di Felice, Director of Finance, and Mrs. Barbara Ferrante, Director of Investor Relations. I will now hand you over to Mr. Roberto Vedovotto to begin today's conference call.
Thank you very much. Good evening to you all. Welcome, and thank you for participating into Safilo's Q1 2009 results conference call. Today's agenda will be focused on the following topics: Q1 2009 performance, current trading, ongoing projects and activities. Francesco Tagliapietra, Christian De Felice and Barbara Ferrante are here with me, and all together we're going to be ready to answer any question you might have. Let's go into our key themes. The key themes for our Q1 2009 performance have been the following. First, as expected, market conditions continue to be challenging, and February and March showed improving results, both in terms of sales and orders, compared to the bottom that we had reached in January. Still, I wouldn't get too excited about it. Our industrial operating performance also improved, with a substantial progression of the gross margin. We actually finally inverted a long-lasting negative trend. We have registered the highest industrial margin since Q1 2006, and we think we are regaining control of this area. Key initiatives undertaken in our premium licensed brands, house brands, and retail businesses helped us to achieve these results. And more specifically, I'd like to make the following comments. We have been and continue to update the high-end collections of all our fashion brands, with increasingly appealing propositions to meet consumer needs in terms of style, brand, and target price. And I must tell you that we are registering positive results, especially in the U.S. and Germany. Carrera maintained double-digit growth rates also in this very tough quarter. Carrera advanced further its market position in Italy and achieved encouraging results in most of the other markets, particularly in Spain, where we intensified our marketing and commercial efforts. We are, of course, planning to further expand Carrera's geographical footprint, and I would like to add that Carrera Sport Division also performed extremely well, and perform extremely well both in goggles and helmets. I would like to stress the fact that Carrera Sussex at this point is not anymore just the result of a quote-unquote lucky collection. But I truly believe that it is the overall success of the brand Carrera as a whole. The retail business grew by 3.3%. Here, we continue to maintain a strong commitment on cost-cutting initiatives and selective investments in our network. Going back to the key themes, the restructuring plan announced back in March is ongoing, and as you might have seen, negotiations with trade unions have been finalized last Monday, 2 days ago, and we are happy that after very prolonged discussion with them and with other parties, social parties involved, we were able to finally sign an agreement which is satisfactory to all parties involved. This plan is expected to have a net accumulated benefit of 5 to 8 million euros between 2009 and 2010. A decrease of our free cash flow generation was another key theme for the quarter, and this was mainly related to a lower EBITDA and higher working capital level, although in the context of lower investing activity. Last but not least, our net financial position increased to 617 million euro. Now, let's go into Q1 2009 results. I'm sure you all remember what I said previously, what I said back when we last spoke. I mentioned that first quarter sales were probably going to be down between 10 and 15%. Well, our first quarter performance was in line with the lower end of the range indicated in March. Total sales for the quarter were down by 11.7% reported, 14.9% constant currency. The key drivers of our organic top-line performance were the following. First, strong demand in Italy for Carrera. Carrera in the quarter registered an increase of over 20%. We are delighted with these results and with, in general, the results we are achieving with this house brand. I'm sure you realize that the pace of growth is even more significant considering how tough and volatile this quarter was, and considering the very challenging comparison base of Q1 08, when, I'm sure you all remember, Carrera was already performing a double-digit growth rate. Let's go into geographies for a second. Europe was the market hit the hardest by the slowdown, especially in sunglasses. The area declined 21% on the back of very difficult trading conditions in countries like Spain. I think, incidentally, you all have read today that industrial output in Spain was down 25%. But I was saying we had difficult trading conditions in Spain, in UK, and in the Nordic region. On the other hand, on a positive note, we saw some resilience in markets like Germany and Greece. Americas. The Americas were down 2.8% reported, minus 12.2% constant currency, registering challenging performance at the department store level, as well as at large retail chains. Independent opticians were actually pretty okay. The market environment continues to be characterized by strong promotional activities and strong price repositioning. Asia. Asian sales were also down 2.8%, minus 11.9% at constant currency. The real issue is Japan. Japan is structurally depressed. I don't need to tell you that. We have double-digit negative performances in Japan in the first quarter, too. Also, the duty-free business is suffering and remain very challenging in the quarter. Emerging markets like China kept providing softer results, and we're not particularly happy about it. Having said that, the group is carefully monitoring solvency level of its clients, particularly in this area, and in some cases we have decided to be very tough on solvency levels, that in certain occasions has gone to the expense of potential revenues opportunities. Let's talk for a second about product categories. Sunglasses first. Sunglasses, as expected, and especially in Europe, as I mentioned, were down 13.2% in the quarter. High-end sunglasses priced over 200 euros continue to represent the weakest business segment of the industry, with a consumer strongly preferring more affordable product propositions. The environment remains in this area, in this product category, highly deflationary, and we are acting quickly to provide collections fine-tuned with consumer demand. Talking about prescription frames, I would like to say that the prescription frame business certainly showed a more resilient performance in all our priority markets. Prescription frame sales were down 7.8% in Q1, with softness in Europe, in general, excluding Germany, and in Asia. Going to sales channels. If we look at individual sales channels, net sales register the following performance: wholesale. In wholesale, underlying revenues were down in the first quarter by 12.9% reported and 16.5% at the constant exchange rate. In addition to the above, we continue to have a tight control of working capital and focus on quality of receivable rather than sales per se. The retail business was actually up 3.3% in the quarter, both reported and currency neutral. Of course, as of March 31st, 2009, we had total 324 stores versus total 268 stores at the end of March 08. And, of course, comp sales were down 17% due to the totally unfavorable economic climate and also due to the, I would define, very challenging 08 comps at our acquired stores. Very weak consumer demand was also due to the shift into April of the Easter holiday, which had an impact. And if you associate to Easter holiday spring break sales, which clearly impacted our sunglasses business, and particularly in Mexico, there you find the explanation of the minus 17%. I will now go into profitability. In terms of profitability, EBITDA stood in the quarter at 10.5% of total sales, or 30.2 million euro, compared to 14.3% in Q1 2008. EBIT, 6.6% of total sales, or 19.1 million euro. We closed the period with a net profit of 1.7 million euro. And as I'm sure you all remember, small but improving our performance on both the previous two quarters, Q3 and Q4 08. I would like to spend a few words on the main drivers of our operating performance, and I start by saying that I start by commenting on gross margin. Gross margin actually improved 140 basis points compared to Q1 2008, reaching 60.6% of total sales. I'm sure that you do realize that this is the highest level since Q1 2006. And this was mainly driven by, one, new product development, two, industrialization processes, and three, lower levels of obsolete products in stock, thanks to the cleanup activities of slow-moving items that have been implemented during the quarter. On top of this, the use of Social Security cushions at our Italian factories has also given us the opportunity to reduce some inefficiencies typically related to the reduction of production output. Few words on SG&A. SG&A remained high, in line with the previous two quarters, due to the higher impact of retail costs in stores recently opened, which were those that showed a particularly negative performance. Wholesale channel. In the wholesale channel, total SG&A cost declined by around 4%, also thanks to the ongoing cost-cutting initiatives that we have been pursuing to improve the operational leverage of the group. However, fixed costs continue to have a higher incidence of on sales. Advertising and promotion expenses are a typical example of these, as they unfortunately relate to commitments towards our licensed brands, which are not changeable and which are clearly set on previous year's sales. The retail business lost 2.8 million at EBITDA level, and this was mainly due to slowdown in sunglasses. Please remember that the majority of our stores, and particularly and especially in the U.S., sell mainly high-end sunglasses. In the wholesale business, EBITDA reached 12.6% of revenues compared to 15.5% recorded in Q1 2008. Given the very tough market environment, we are proud of the 12.6% results. Below the operating line, net financial charges, excluding forex gain and losses, increased in the quarter to 13 million euro from 11.9 million euro registered in Q1 2008. And this was mainly due to the net financial position in the quarter. Few words now on free cash flow. Free cash flow in Q1 09 registered an outflow of 44.7 million euro in line with Q1 08. We had in the quarter two opposite dynamics. First one, a decrease of investing activities, standing at 12.7 million euro in Q1 2009 versus 37.1 million in Q1 2008, when Safilo acquired the Mexican and Australian retail chains. Talking about CapEx for a second, CapEx in this quarter included about 6 million euro for maintenance of production factories and 5 million cash out related to the new plant in China. The remaining was due to retail network. I was mentioning the two opposite dynamics. So first one, decrease of investing activities. The second one is a higher cash outflow from operating activities due to lower profit of the quarter and higher absorption of resources from working capital. Here, trade payables were the main driver. The higher than average decrease in the period was due to the different scheduling of payment owing to the earlier arrival of Asian products in our stock at the end of last year. I want to be very clear on this. We are not at all under pressure from our suppliers, and we are not at all shortening payment terms. If anything, just the opposite. As a consequence of all of this, as I mentioned before, our net financial position at the end of March 2009 was 617.7 million euro negative, significantly higher than what it was at the end of 2008, when we had a net financial position negative for 570 million euro. Let's now go into current trading. We're only 5 weeks off the period, and I must tell you that the visibility is still very low on the current quarter. I'll give it a try anyway. April showed some improvement over March, although registering a decline on April 2008. No surprise there. It is still too early to make any further an additional comment on first half expected performance. I think we will have much more visibility only after completing order collection for the new April releases. As you would expect, we are devoting great effort to adapt to the new current economic context, which remain very challenging. As I said before, I wouldn't go too excited about some early sign of a very, very small recovery. Ongoing projects and activities. I thought I wanted to briefly talk to you about this to give you a short update here. As far as our premium license brands are concerned, I had anticipated to you a new management approach to some of the licensed brands back in February. We are moving on with this project, which is primarily aimed at exploiting the power of our smaller and exclusive luxury brands. We consider a privilege for ourselves to have brands like Bottega Veneta and Balenciaga in our portfolio, and we need and can extract high commercial and economic value from these brands. We're working hard to do it, and we're seeing the early signs of success here. I also remember of talking to you about sellout, and you know, sellout needs remains our top priority. With strong activities on merchandising and on monitoring visibility in the different point of sales. How we're doing this? We're doing this through renewed, dedicated consultant / representative commercial organization. As far as our house brand portfolio is concerned, we have decided to push hard, particularly on Carrera, as promised, and on that front, we recently partnered with one of the most important worldwide provider of advertising and marketing services, leader in digital markets, to give a stronger push to Carreras and our other house brands' international development. MRM Worldwide, part of McCann Group, is our new advertising and marketing agency, which is already working on the new autumn-winter collection campaign and on further communication development for next year. I really believe that this difficult marketplace can truly represent an additional opportunity for Carrera, and particularly an opportunity for Carrera to advance further in Italy and also further expand in most of the international markets. We will push more aggressively in this direction because we have seen that the payoff is very, very interesting. We are confident that this new agreement for advertising and marketing activities will help us dramatically and will allow us to accelerate the expansion of our house brands in the market. Last but not least, retail. In retail, as I had anticipated, we maintain a strong commitment on cost cutting and very selective investments. We have revised down our opening plan for the year. We will add 25-30 stores and close down 15-20 stores for a net of 10 additional stores at year end. We are downsizing store personnel with the aim to reduce it around 15% by year end. We're also renegotiating the occupancy fees on many of our stores. We are strongly after margins improvement to the higher and higher penetration of Safilo's products in our stores. In Q1 09, they represented about 60% of Solstice stores sales versus 53% in Q1 08, while their penetration in Spain grew to almost 50% in Loop stores versus 37% in Q1 2008. We can, and we certainly do, we will certainly do more in this area. I think I've said it all. Thank you very much for your kind attention, and we are now available with the team to answer all of your questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 7 on your telephone keypad now. If you change your mind and want to withdraw your question, please press 7 again. You will be advised when to ask your question. Ladies and gentlemen, just to remind you, if you do wish to ask a question, please press 7 on your telephone keypad now. We have a question from the line of Peter Farron from Bryan and Garnier. Peter, your question, please.
Yes, hi. Two quick questions. Firstly, you haven't spoken about the FX impact on the gross margin. I imagine there was quite a strong positive impact there, if you could talk about that. And secondly, do you still expect to achieve a net positive result for 2009? And also, if you could say a quick word on the debt situation, where you are in terms of negotiations. Thank you.
Well, Peter, I think you have three questions, right?
Yes.
One is FX impact. Second one is net result for the year. And the third one is negotiation on the debt. Yeah?
Exactly, yes.
I leave it to Francesco on the first one.
Yes, as far as the impact on the gross margin percentage, we haven't had a huge impact in the quarter from that. It's obvious that the stronger U.S. dollar has helped us deliver our total sales, as Roberto has just reported. But in terms of basis points, the impact is in the range of 10, maximum 20 basis points.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
2009 net profit, I like to keep my promise not to give guidance on year-end. So I prefer not to comment on that one. I remember I told you guys that I thought we were going to be net profit positive, but I do not want to make any further comment there. In terms of debt renegotiation, we continue to address our capital structure with the view to strengthen our position in the short term. In this respect, the discussions with our main lenders are clearly progressing, and I would say they are at a mature stage, and the lenders of the company are extremely cooperative with us. We also continue to review our options in light of the dialogue that we keep having with potential new partners, and we are clearly working for a transaction to be possibly consummated before the summer.
Okay, thanks. So we can expect news flow ahead of the possibly ahead of the Q2 results then.
Possibly.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes through from the line of Maria Gancheva from Merrill Lynch. Your question, please.
Yes, hi. I was wondering if you can possibly comment a little bit about your current liquidity. Maybe if you can comment of how much undrawn committed lines you have, and also if you still have available bilateral lines and how much of these are outstanding. Also, if you could just specify a little bit more of what options do you have in mind apart from partnering with someone, because you have quite substantial amortization coming due of your debt, and how do you plan to meet that? Thank you.
Good afternoon. We have a committed line, all the revolving facility up to 200. At the moment, we have currently available 5 million on the revolving credit facility.
Did you say 5 million?
5 million. Thanks. 5 million. There's no drawdown. On top of that, we have a line for 154 million, and at the end of the first quarter, we have outstanding around 80 million.
Okay. And in terms of your plans of any more specific guidance as to what your plans are to meet your amortizations?
We're clearly working, it's Roberto Vadovato again here, we're clearly working towards improving our liquidity position, and it is within the discussion that we are having with the lenders that we think that we will be in a position not to have a specific issue towards towards meeting the needs that we have. Of course, I've heard some rumors saying that we will have no money to pay the coupon on the high yield. I'm a little bit surprised about those rumors, and particularly understanding where they're coming from. With that said, I can confirm to you that we have no issue on paying the coupon on the high yield on May 15th.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
The next question comes through from the line of Alessandro Tosato of Merrill Lynch. Your question, please. Alessandro, your line is open.
The kids are complaining about our results, I guess.
Seems like it's not a real question. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, just to remind you one more time, if you do wish to ask a question, it's 7 on your telephone keypad. We have a question coming through from the line of Stefano Corneliano of Intermonte. Your question, please.
Good afternoon to everybody. Just one question. Could you give us some more color on the agreement you've reached with trade unions about your organization of your industrial facilities? Thank you.
Yes. Basically, I don't know if you have seen it in the newspapers or not. What we have agreed with the unions is a plan whereby at the moment we will not make people redundant to core. We will start Cassa Integrazione Guadagni Ordinaria now until the end of June. And then we go into the Cassa Integrazione Guadagni Straordinaria from July 1st for a period of 12 months to start with and an additional 12 months immediately after it. Then we will possibly evaluate the opportunity to go into redundancy for Martignacco, 450 people, and eventually extend for an additional 12 months of Cassa Integrazione the 330 people in Precenico, or also in Precenico go ahead with redundancy. In the meantime, the Friuli Venezia region has asked us to evaluate potential proposal from local entrepreneurs willing to buy out our facilities. And, of course, we will have from now until the end of June, I think the next one and a half months, to understand precisely what they are prepared to do and in which terms.
Sorry, just a clarification. Did you say that the Cassa Integrazione Guadagni Straordinaria will start from July the 1st, 2009, for a 12-month period, and that there's the option to get another additional 12 months? Is that correct?
It is correct. You got to do it 12 months by 12 months, as okay. You might know. So you start with a 12-month period, July 1st, and then you do it again for another 12-month period.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes through from the line of Domenico Giulotti of Equita. Your question, please.
Good afternoon. My question is on the indication you gave on April still down. Could you give us some color on the two different, let's say, divisions?
Domenico, thank you for your question. You know that I don't particularly like give indication until I know precisely all my numbers. With that said, I think that April is replicating roughly what has been happening in Q1. So I would say a decline in the region of high single digit, low double digit.
Okay, so, and evenly spread, let's say, between retail and wholesale, so the outlook is similar, let's say.
Yeah, I prefer not to comment specifically wholesale retail. I would say overall company, we're going to be, I mean, I've seen the numbers of revenues, of course, in the region of 10, 11%, but don't get me more into
okay.
it.
Okay,
please.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have no further questions coming through. We have another question now from the line of Andrea Monza from Lati Bank. Your question, please.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. Very quickly, I would like to have some more color on the reported performance prescription glasses. We can see there is a decline there, but I presume there is some Forex impact on those numbers. Very briefly, is that possible to know how, if also prescription glasses are declining or if they are kind of flat? And finally, if it's possible to know a little bit more on the performance of sunglasses between Europe and U.S. It seems, if I understood correctly, that Europe is worse than the U.S. Is that correct?
Yes, it is correct. Sunglasses is worse in Europe, as I mentioned, than in the U.S. In terms of prescription glasses, the effect impact is not so relevant. In general terms, as I'm sure you have understood, we are clearly suffering in sunglasses, and particularly high-end sunglasses. We're still doing well in medium, low-end sunglasses. Prescription frame is quite resilient.
But just sorry to come back on the prescription frame. We were all taught that prescription business is definitely the most resilient of your activity industry-wise. So this kind of declines in prescription frame, since there is no massive or important impact in Forex, is that more related to U.S. or to Europe? Is there any specific market?
Again, same as the sunglasses. It is certainly more related to Europe, but I think that a minus 7.8 decline, given market environment and given what is happening to most of
consumer goods is an extraordinary interesting result.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes through from the line of Laura Leonatelli of UBS. Your question, please.
Good evening to everyone. I've got a quick question. Could you disclose the sales performance for licensed brands, please? Or could you remind me the sales contribution of Carrera as percentage of group sales, please?
Laura, thank you very much for your question. Unfortunately, as I'm sure you remember, we don't give this split out. And therefore, unfortunately, I'm not able to comment in neither of your questions. We never did it in the past. I do not want to do it now.
Okay.
Thank you. We have no further questions currently coming through, so I'll hand the call back over to your host to continue. Again, we have no further questions coming through, so I'll hand back over to the host to continue today's
much.
Conference.
Thank you. So, once again, I hope you were satisfied with the answers we gave you. It was a pleasure to have you on the phone. Thank you again, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending today's conference call. You may now replace your handsets.